This last week has been fun. It's been a fun week, hasn't it, Kimbo? How do you...
The last five days was fucked. Thursday Thunder.
Thursday Thunder, 6th of April, 2023. Yep. Nearly Easter. Nearly Good Friday, which is tomorrow. Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday.
So there's lots of days off, which is good.
Yes.
Horrible for business.
Horrible business. Especially coming off, like you said, these last 5 days. Because I have known you for the best part of nearly a decade. And I have never seen you as stressed as you have been the last 5 days.
Ah, business. It's always good fun, isn't it?
For everyone playing at home, a website was down for 5 days.
Well, at 2:30 a.m.
before
last Friday, so as Super Saturday kicked in,
yes,
like we had some orders Friday night. Uh-huh. It was looking really good, and then Saturday morning about 9 o'clock, I'm thinking, what's going on? Because normally there's orders coming through, the phone's cha-chinging, you know. And if I go on the Shopify app, I can see, oh, there's already been like 150 people on site, you know.
Yeah.
But there'd been 10.
Yes. Which is...
And I'm thinking, no, something's wrong, you know. And I sort of... It was a concern, but I sort of dismissed it until then, virtually 10 minutes after me thinking that, someone rang the shop and said, you know, your website's down. I'm going, what?
Yeah.
Checked it and the website was down, so... When you clicked on it, you got the big 404.
Yeah, error 404, not found.
Yeah, not found.
Yep.
So, of course, that caused a massive panic because we're right in the middle of Super Saturday.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. It was.
So, we've obviously started thinking, looking at Shopify, you know, everything there. And then Ari had a look and said, when he went into the back end of Shopify, the website wasn't linked to the Shopify store. It said they're not connected.
Yep.
So then I'm thinking, okay, this is an external issue somewhere, you know, maybe a server upgrade or whatever. So I rang my webmaster, who is in control of our hosting and everything for the Australian Muscle Domain. And he goes through and goes, oh, yes, I've got an email here from the domain saying that they've moved the Australian Muscle host to a new server.
Yes, new
server. They did that at 2:30 on Friday, Saturday morning.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. And that's when the shit show started.
You would make the assumption that if your domain was moving to a new server, you would know about it weeks in advance.
The host, the guy, David, should have been notified about it. But he actually got the email at the same time that they moved it. At 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, see, that's wrong in my eyes. That's
well,
not,
it is.
It's not a good way to conduct business.
What happens is, because when you use Shopify, you have to link then Shopify to the IP address of your website. That's basically how it works. And then you do the same in the server end. You have to go into the back end and you have to link the IP address of Shopify. So the two talk to each other. And so when someone types in australiamuscle.com.au, it in a millisecond connects to the Shopify account.
Yep. And that's because it's been redirected from the server straight to Shopify.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was getting cut from where the Shopify and the domain was talking to each other.
Well, the Shopify was still trying to talk to the old domain IP address.
Yep.
Yeah. This is what we found like 3 days later after all sorts of headaches, investigations, trying to get it to work. Shopify support being non-existent.
Yeah.
Like virtually non-existent. Then when we finally did talk to someone, they said, no, all right, what you need to do is this. You need to link this IP address into the server and these are the instructions. So we got the instructions, sent them off to David. He did that. He sent back a screenshot to me saying, I've done it.
Yep, it's all done.
And then it says, generally it says on the Shopify account that it can be up to 24 hours for the... if changes to take effect.
Yep.
So I thought, all right, we're going to have to wait another 24 hours. So this is by Tuesday.
Yeah, this is 2 days.
Monday, sorry.
Yeah.
So we're 2 days down.
Yep.
Across one of the biggest weekends of the month.
Yep.
People messages and everywhere. Like, you know, I know people, bless their hearts, they'll message and say, do you know your website's down? Yeah, we know.
We're very much
aware. We know.
Yes.
And we're frantically working behind the scenes. And anyway, so getting back, I sent back to Shopify support saying, yep, we've done it. Here's the screenshot. It took about another 36 hours before they replied and saying, okay, according to us, when we go to look, it's not linked.
Yes.
It's not linked in the back end of the server. So for some reason, while David had done the changes, he could see them. They actually weren't updated in the server. In the back end of the server. Mm-hmm. So still the link wasn't happening. Again, then we're going, oh, well, what do we do? You know, rah, rah, rah.
Better send Shopify another message.
So yeah, and again, there's no later. Reply coming back from anybody. Non-existent service until the other day when, was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, it was Wednesday morning.
Me and you were talking about it and you started saying there's got to be a phone number you can ring.
Yeah.
Now, Shopify on their websites, on our apps, everywhere, no phone numbers, nowhere. It's all about just this online help,
which is
non-existent.
It boasts 24/7 support.
Yeah.
That's what gave me the shits because when it says 24/7, it means no, it doesn't mean you send us a message and 3 days later we'll get back to you.
That's right.
That is a huge flaw. Like you have to make the assumption that Shopify is using its own platform to sell its product.
That's right.
You should know that something's not right. You're paying top dollar for a service. Well, if we're
not selling product, Shopify's not making money.
Exactly.
Because it's a tiny percentage of every sale goes through.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's in their best interest to get everyone up and running as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Get
more money, more sales.
And that's what annoys me with now, companies now. They don't have a phone number just sitting on their website. Well, major companies don't.
That's, from what I gather, I think in Australia that's illegal.
I think there
has to be contact numbers. But anyway, we were searching online. I couldn't find anything, but you actually found eventually like
I found a number for each major continent.
Yeah, Shopify Australia support. And lo and behold, they answered with a human being immediately.
It's because no one looks for the number.
She's most probably sitting in a call center.
Best going, job ever.
Where nobody's ringing me because they don't advertise the number.
Yeah, my problem is with specifically now, with especially with Google searches, when people are like, you can Google it. If you Google something, like for instance, Shopify contact, phone number, you'll get given the contact website, the contact sheet, and then the other contact. You have to sift through to find what you're looking for. I had to go through, I think, 4 pages of Google and about 4 pages of Shopify. It was like contact us, retail outlet, retail contact phone number. And then there it was. I had to go through 8 different pages to find it. It wasn't, there's the phone number.
Yeah. Needless to say, this chick, Lisa, who answered the phone, she got onto everything immediately.
Yep.
And she actually then sent me an email, her direct email, so we could communicate. And whenever I did communicate, she answered back within 10 minutes.
She's not being bogged down by phone calls.
So she was able to get onto the techs, who then sent us a detailed thing on what David needs to do in the back end of the server, which he then had to ring America because it's hosted, you know, these big servers in America.
Yeah.
And their techs had to go into the back end and do these updates.
And you would not know about that because Shopify would not tell you that because you'd have to wait 36 hours get a response.
Yeah. So in the end, from Tuesday when I spoke to Lisa in the afternoon to yesterday morning at 10 a.m. when we were in the shop, when the light online came back on.
And it was just going through, you know, Windows Explorer, Safari, Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome, all the website searches can find the shop and everything was good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
But that, that was
a good time.
Yeah, I mean, online is a massive part of our business. For it to be down on a Super Saturday weekend, I mean, if it happened in the middle of the week, it's still a crisis, but not that much of a crisis. But happening on that weekend, it was a big deal. We lost a lot of revenue, like we're talking thousands of dollars. But the good news is the site is up.
Yes.
Orders are coming through, and what we've done now is we're doing a Easter weekend sale to compensate for all you people who missed out on Super Saturday. And there was a lot. Like there was, you know, we get a lot of orders and a lot of them are regular people who order always on Super Saturday once a month. And pretty much 90% of these people missed out on this.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're doing is we're running it now again. It's actually live now. So if you go into the Australian Muscle website, you order anything, the discount is automatically applied at the checkout, and we will run that until midnight Monday, so all weekend. I'll be doing personal deliveries. I've already started this morning. I've already done a few. I'm going to do a few more this afternoon. I'm going to do a delivery run on Saturday afternoon. So if you want to place an order, get it done before midday tomorrow, if you're in the Adelaide locality. I will be doing deliveries, and I'll most probably do another delivery run on Monday. So just to help you guys out.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking that we Super Saturday here, the gym worked all right. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what we'll do is we'll still run Super Saturday.
Okay.
But the only advertisement we're going to have for Super Saturday at the gym is now. Okay. This video.
Yeah, this is it.
This video. So if you see this video and you're thinking about joining the gym, or come and see us until 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Yep.
Or we will be open on Saturday, normal trading, 10 till 3. Mm-hmm. And we'll take it from now as well, right up until 6 o'clock today.
Yep.
4:25 for one.
Beautiful. Fantastic. But
Adrian and we won't be doing any other online advertisement. It's only if you happen to watch this video. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see it.
Will be, definitely.
How many people watch this
video? So on that.
Anyway, so that's it. We're all up and running. But man, it was a stressful time. It really was.
And how did you think you dealt with that stress?
Look, in the end, considering what it was, the only time the stress really affected me was at night when I slept. And I still made sure I got up in the morning and went for my walks. And I always felt better when I went for the walk. I still trained, as you know. So, and I, because I knew that if I did that, I'd feel better.
Yeah.
You know? But I can understand when people are feeling this anxiety and everything, like everyone just says, oh, look, go for a walk and do a bit of exercise. When I woke up in the morning, I didn't want to do nothing.
No, no.
Like I literally didn't want to do nothing. But I forced myself to go out, and when I came back in, I always felt better. So it does make a point. You know, and what you said we were talking before about exercise.
Yeah, exercise has been in an, it's an essay study. It's been like a 5 or 6 year study it's been showing that exercise and physical activity is up to 30% better than using medication for people with depression. And that's an SA study over the last 6 years, and they've just been published recently. So it's actually really interesting.
Well, you've seen all those memes with the gorilla talking to the people saying, you know, pick up heavy things, sad voice in head, go away.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't necessarily, and it doesn't go away forever, but it can go away for a little while.
It goes away for that
and
hour.
Make you feel better.
For the hour, you're not really focused.
In that time, you can think clearly and everything, you know. And that's what I found. So, but the problem was, it was sleep. Like, I'd be exhausted at the end of the day because I was worried about everything, trying to work everything out. I'd fall asleep. That wasn't the issue. I would literally fall asleep. But the problem was then I'd wake up at 3 a.m. for a pee. And that was it.
That was it. Now, were you wearing your Oura Ring through this time?
Yes.
What were the numbers saying in terms of
numbers,
the stress?
My normal numbers, sleep pattern numbers, readiness, etc., are in the high 80s, low 90s. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely normal. During that time, my sleep fell. The worst one was, I think, on Sunday night, the first night we were down. I think dropped down to about a 51. And then it averaged about 60 during that time. Last night I had a 94.
Oh, see, that's the first. I love that fact that, you know, those times where that huge stress in your life, it actually shows you. It's like this is where normally, and this is where the bad
and
stuff.
And the readiness part, which is your overall recovery, that was like saying, I need to work on that.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm really trying. It's not up to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love those little gizmos just because of that. You can track when you're at your highest and at your lowest, and you can go back and go, yeah, see, I was actually.
It's like when I had COVID.
Yeah.
I knew 2 days before I had COVID, I was getting COVID.
Yeah.
Because those numbers were starting to drop. I could see all this recovery index, everything was starting to drop. And I was starting to think, I reckon I'm coming down with something.
Do you think?
During COVID, the lowest was 47. sleep.
Okay, so technically, you could say you're as, you know, it's nearly as bad as having COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. So what if Ari and I come to you over there and it's like, I don't have an aura ring, but Ari does. If he comes to you next week and goes, oh, it's been 3 days, my residence is 30, I'm going to need a rest. Can you work on Thursday? Because look, my ring is telling me I'm normally in my high 80s, now I'm 30. It's like, oh, that's right. Something bad's going to happen. It's like foreshadowing. Well, that's interesting. I want to get an aura ring, but I don't know if I want to because I've recently stopped wearing my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got sick of the notifications going off. I got sick of being told what to do. I have, and that, but then the band kept falling off my wrist when I was doing exercise. Was sort of
so you got this, that sort of magnetic band?
No, thing? I had the one where you sort of loop it through and you clip it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just got sick of it. And I wasn't linking to my phone when I'm paying for cellular data. So I'm sort of putting that away. I feel like I was focusing way too much on, oh, I need to get my steps up, need to get my steps up, need to get my steps in.
Speaking of studies, because we'll talk about studies, there was a study about, I listened to a podcast where they were talking about these all these latest studies on stuff. So we'll mention a few, but one of them was about anxiety caused by fitness trackers.
I can 100%. I'm in that boat. I am 100% in that boat. I can understand it completely. Yeah. I'll get home and the kid's like, why don't you just relax? Oh, I've got to get 1,000 steps.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just go to bed. You'll be fine. No, I need to get 1,000 steps.
Yeah.
I'll die.
So, yeah, that was one of the studies which was interesting. But there's one really interesting study I'll talk about. Now, before I start, we got nothing to talk about at the shop in terms of the website and the sale going on. We've got nothing new in the way of products. Everything's been pretty quiet during Easter. So there is a few new products coming down in the line. So once they do, we'll showcase those.
Yep.
But anyway, this study, you've heard of the hormones ghrelin
and leptin. Of course I have.
Yeah. So my understanding is that ghrelin is a hormone that induces hunger and leptin is the hormone that sort of put a stop to it, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So so when you get hungry, your body releases ghrelin to indicate hunger.
Yeah. Your body releases ghrelin to have the hunger symptoms to find hunger, looking for food. Food. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes.
The idea is then when you get satiated, leptin takes over.
Somewhat, yes.
And ghrelin stops and you feel satiated. Mm-hmm. But the other things with leptin is it's meant to be a hormone that also makes you move and want to do stuff.
Yeah, it controls your metabolism.
Yeah.
Leptin is a key factor in metabolism as well.
Well, there was a latest study about, they were doing a hunger study. Hunger. So they got three groups of people, and what they did was they told them to fast for 12 hours before coming into the test.
Yep.
So the test would say at 1 o'clock, they were saying you start fasting at 1 a.m. so that at 1 p.m. when you come in, you're going to be hungry.
Gotcha.
So they got all these three groups in. They took blood tests from them and all had really high elevated ghrelin levels.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So what they did was then they divided these people into three groups. They gave one group a shake, high calorie, 660 calorie shake, full of fat, delicious, absolutely magnificent milkshake.
Okay.
They gave the second group a middle-of-the-road shake. So it had around about 400 calories.
Okay.
You know. Then they gave the third group a shake that was 120 calories.
All right.
So it's very low fat, virtually just, you know, and 120 calories would be a 30 gram serving of WPA.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Now, the thing was that they told everyone, drink this shake. Oh, now the other thing I'll tell you, they told the groups. Mm-hmm. So they told group one, this is your shake, this is 660 calories.
Okay.
This is group two, this is your shake, this is 400 calories. Group three, this is your shake, it's only 120 calories.
Got ya. Okay.
Right, so they got everyone to drink this shake. They'd waited a predetermined amount of time. I don't know how, but it's irrelevant. They waited time. They took blood test levels again to measure ghrelin levels.
Yep, okay.
All right. So what happened was that obviously, the group that had the 660 calorie shake had ghrelin levels that were very low.
Very low, gotcha.
The group that had the middle of the road shake had ghrelin levels that had dropped but were still, you know, high-ish.
Okay, okay.
You know. And the other group had, Other way around. So the low-calorie shake people had really high calorie ghrelin levels still, and they were complaining they were still starving, et cetera, et cetera, and going down to the other way. All right?
Yeah, okay.
So, and you think, oh, well, that's normal, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, here's the kicker. Once they did all these, they explained everything to the people and said, oh, yeah, you had the 120 calorie level. Your ghrelin levels were still really high. And they go, yeah, yeah, well, you know, I was still really hungry. It wasn't very satiating, you know.
Okay.
And then with the other people, they're saying, oh, your ghrelin levels were really, really low. Yeah, well, I'm really full, you know. It was a high calorie, you know.
Okay.
All right, here's the kicker. They all had a 660 calorie shake.
Interesting. So sort of like a placebo
sort of thing. What happens is that they found that ghrelin levels are affected by perception. So these people who had the 120 calorie shake,
okay,
their perception was that this is 120 calories, even though it was 660.
Yep.
So the ghrelin levels were still high.
Mm. So it sort of shows you the power of the human mind, essentially. That
exactly. The power, the mind can affect these things, not just the functions of the body.
Interesting. This means, so if you had no idea, this would be a benefit to you. But since you would know, you can only make the assumption that it wouldn't make any effect. So, like, if you go and say, if you knew, you know, these all 660, and then you ran it again, it's like, how do you feel? Oh, you know, how do you feel? And then did the blood test, it might be different. But since I guess, where am I trying to get at this? I don't know. It's redundant.
But what's interesting is that the people who had the 120 calorie shake, supposed one, they were still having a 660 calorie shake, and they were complaining they were still hungry and not full.
Okay. Yeah.
that's cool. Because the brain was still releasing ghrelin on their perception that they were only getting 120 calories.
Okay. So if you go into it with the mindset of I am not hungry, you're going to be not hungry.
Yeah, but that just got me back to thinking about when comp prep, you'll have a massive bowl of steamed vegetables, you'll have a chicken breast, and you'll eat it and you're starving.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a perfect example of that.
Oh, no, okay, I get it. I completely understand that because when I'm in prep, my bowls get larger.
Yeah.
So that I just fill it up with voluminous food and I'm not hungry even though it's like 200 calories. Mm. When I get something that's 200 calories in me, I'm starving. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So, yeah. As soon as I heard that, I thought I can link that exactly to comp prep.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. Yep. Well, there you go. Competitors never always think you're not hungry, and you won't be hungry. Yeah. Have you tried? Tried not thinking about it?
Yeah. Well, wow. That according to that test, these people said they were still hungry and they had exactly the same amount of calories.
Right, well, I've got a lot of new clients this season, so I might just say, you're not hungry, you're fine. If you drink water and brush your teeth, you're not hungry. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
That's it.
All right, thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yes.
As per normal, this episode is brought to you by Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle Online and Australian Muscle The Gym.
Yep, with Australian Muscle, we get free online delivery over $20. That was horrible. There was no structure.
Don't forget, Easter sale, run all the way through until midnight, and online from now, and in-store on Saturday, 10 till 3. We're going to do it as well in-store. So time to top up, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone, for your support and understanding. And thanks to everyone who did wait.
Yeah.
As soon as the store went online yesterday, we started getting orders.
Yep, it was great.
So, much appreciated. Love you guys all, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.